This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
And welcome back. Another episode of Degenerate Derek Podcast. Week 13 recap show. Went 4-1. 4-1. Dominated the weekend. And for the first time all year, I'm above 500. My overall record is above 500 for the first time this year. I'm now sitting at 32-31-2 overall after a 4-1 weekend. Dominated. I beat this weekend's ass. Beat its ass. Had a read on it and nailed it. I can't believe I finally got my record back above 500. Didn't think I was going to get to, not going to lie. Just thought I was never going to reach it this year. And now, oh my God, you know, we got 14, 15, 16, 17. We got 5 weeks left. God damn, who knows where this record could be at the end of the season? But nobody's as hot as me right now. Nobody. Can't even argue it. 4-1 this weekend. Dominated. Record above 500 first time this year. Let's recap them real quick, okay? Cardinals plus 5.5 at the Steelers. Huh? Who else had the Cardinals? Tell me who else had the Cardinals. Tell me. Nobody. That's the answer. The answer is, Derek, nobody in the world had the Cardinals plus 5.5 on the road taking on the Steelers. Nobody in the world. Just you. Okay, thank you. Broncos at Texans. Texans -3. They hang on, get a big win against the mighty Broncos, and they cover the spread. Boom. Dolphins -9.5. What a joke. What a joke. Against the Commanders. They crushed the Commanders. Game was never close. My only loss, the Jets +2 against the Falcons. They had every chance in the goddamn world to win and cover that game. The Jets just refuse to do it. They just refuse. It's so infuriating because they were right there. They had chance after chance after chance. And their offense is so bad. They're so fucking bad. But the Jets, my only loss. And I don't feel like it was a bad pick. It's just like, make a first down. Jesus Christ. And then obviously, like, I told you, the 49ers -3 on the road taking on Philly. I told you the 49ers were going to fucking smash Philly. It was so obvious they were going to beat the shit out of Philly. And they did. You know, that game started out, pretty close. I don't know, the first couple minutes. And then afterwards, you just see who the better team on the field was, and that's the 49ers. And I'm not even going to talk shit to the Eagles because the Cowboys, I mean, now the Eagles see what we went up against. That 49ers team is no joke. When that 49ers team is healthy, I said last week, the 49ers are the best team in football. And if the 49ers stay healthy, this is the team that will absolutely be winning the Super Bowl. No doubt about it. I think I said that at the beginning of the year, too. I need to go back and listen to a couple of my first episodes because I'm pretty sure I've told you all year that the 49ers were the best team in football. And yesterday, I mean, you know, Eagles were what, 10-1 going into that game? 10-1. They were 10-1 going into that game and got fucking smashed. Couldn't do nothing. Jalen Hurts gets knocked out of the game for a little bit. Their head of security is about to be gone. See ya. Bye-bye. Bye, head of security. Bye, you big dipshit. Can't believe we even know that guy's name. Dom. Oh, yeah, Dom's getting in the mix. Oh. I can't believe they kicked out the 49er. I can't believe. Like, the 49er in no way should have ever been kicked out of that game. Like, don't get in the middle of players unless you're a ref or a coach. And even the coach is questionable. So, like, just stay out of it. You're a security guy? Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. You're a nobody. And now you're no longer going to have a job. I fucking love that. See ya.
Fuck you, you Philly fuckhead.
But I was right. I was right all weekend long. I dominated this weekend. Week 13, I made my absolute bitch. Which is about time, because I haven't made a lot of weeks this year my bitch. Week 13, though, you just can't deny it. I mean, I fucked week 13 up, okay? I fucked it up. I did. Just facts. Don't be mad. Just facts. 4-1. A record above 500. First time this year, okay? That's where we're at. 49ers are the best team in football. Dallas has got a huge, huge matchup next week, Sunday Night Football, hosting the Eagles. Are the Cowboys going to win that game? I don't know. I mean, they're not. It's not that the Eagles and the Cowboys are similar teams, but yet, in a sense, they are. Like, they're very different teams in a sense of, like, how they handle their business and go about winning football games. But their skill level seems to be pretty, you know. They both took a horrible ass beating by the 49ers. Horrible. Horrible. So, you know, they got that going for them. Philly did get the very close win against the Cowboys straight up. Cowboys get their chance to get revenge. I do think the Cowboys should handle business. I really do. These teams aren't that far off from each other. Cowboys should nut up. Defense got to show up. Offense has got to show up. I need Dak to show up again. Dak needs to continue his march towards the MVP. So we'll see what happens, though. That's week 14. We're not going to get into it now. Okay, let's just finish recapping some of week 13. Is Bill Belichick the worst to ever do it? Maybe. Not really, but, you know, he loses another one. I tweeted out just simply Bill Belichick loses every week, and he does. Chargers beat them 6-0. They beat them 6-0. That's a final score. 6-0 is a final score in a football game in 2023. Crazy. Detroit and New Orleans got very interesting. Detroit jumped out on their ass, on New Orleans' ass. But credit to New Orleans for battling back. Detroit does end up getting the win, though, 33-28. Arizona, baby, I told you about that game. God, nobody had the Cardinals. I also had the Colts, too. Colts win. They beat the Titans 31-28. Panthers fall to the Bucks 18-21. I didn't watch much of that game. Browns got, you know, I don't want to say they got demolished by the Rams because that game was pretty close all the way up until the end when it wasn't. They end up losing to the Rams, though, 36-19. And Green Bay. Green Bay, man. Now, credit to the people that have been saying since the season started that Kansas City, you know, is not going to have the same Kansas City success that they've been used to in the past. There have been a lot of people saying that all year. And, you know, heading into week 14, I think that Kansas City team is now sitting at 8-4, which 8-4 is like, I mean, the Cowboys have a better record than they do. 8-4? You lose to Green Bay in Lambeau, and Green Bay did look, don't get me wrong, I think Green Bay would have beat a lot of teams last night. They would have beat a lot of teams. That team looked, who could tackle Dylan? I mean, that dude was a monster. Quadzilla? Fuck that. He's knocking out linebackers. Like, no thank you. But, you know, it was still shocking to see, though, that they lose to Green Bay like that. I mean, Green Bay was in control that entire game. The entire game. From kickoff to the end of the game. Never in doubt for the Packers. So you got to give them their credit on that. Jordan Love looks all right. You know, he looks okay. Like, people are going crazy about him today. But obviously, like, life is easier for quarterbacks. Duh, newsflash, when you can run the football. When the team is scared to death of you running downhill at them because they can't tackle this monster freak that you have, then, yeah, the passing game is going to open up for you, bub, in a big way. And obviously that's what happens with the Packers, so people are going crazy on Jordan Love today, but you got to give all the credit to Jordan Love. That's to the running game. The Packers' defense and their running game. That was, you know, and that kind of football wins you games in December. So look for the Packers. I mean, Chris Collinsworth said that he thinks Packers make the playoffs if they win last night, and they did, so keep an eye on that. You got to be real excited, though, if you're a Green Bay fan. You thought, man, might be dead, but turns out you have back-to-back weeks in which you beat Detroit and Kansas City. Not bad. That's not bad at all. Week 13, though, from an overall standpoint, just I dominated it, so I loved it, but pretty boring. You know, I was hoping for a better game. I really thought Philly was – I didn't think Philly was going to look that bad. Actually, no, I did. I did. I called it. I said San Francisco was going to beat the shit out of Philly. But in the same time, you're kind of hoping for, you know, Sunday afternoon, you get a Philly-San Francisco rematch of the NFC Championship. You think it's going to be – you sit down with your popcorn. Oh, we're going to have a good football game, and Philly just gets fucking rolled. I love it. I love to see it. I love to see it. I love to see them lose two in a row. Because they got – this is Dallas week. God, I'm all jacked up. That's what happens when you go 4-1. You get all jacked up. You get all excited. 32-31-2 overall. Record above 500 for the first time in the 2023 season. Monday Night Football, you got Bengals on the road taking on the Jags. Jags are -9.5. I mean, I don't know. Let's go Bengals. +9.5 for funsies. You know, let's hope for a close game. Let's hope for some entertaining Monday night action. Jacksonville's pretty good. They are. They can really put a whooping on this Bengals team, but it's the NFL, so I'm going to have some fun tonight. I'm going to put my money. I'm going to get some Bengals +9.5 action, huh? That's where we're going for Monday Night Football. Again, 4-1 on the week. Dominated week 13. 32-31-2 overall. First time above 500 all season. Let's see if we can roll that into week 14. You guys have a wonderful week. I'll be back on Friday with my week 14 picks. You're welcome.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.